Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. My name is Jared.
Well, hi there, Jared. My name's Turtle.
This is another rootin' tootin' episode.
And we're doing it. This is the episode.
This is the episode.
Hey, welcome to Talk Shonen. We've always been country.
This has been how we've spoken our whole lives.
This is entirely... We actually speak with accents on this podcast. This is just our normal speaking voices, y'all.
The thing is, we struck gold earlier today, so we're stuck in our normal voices.
Woo-wee! I can't.
Yeah, no, that would be okay. Too much.
It's a good day, Jared. It's
very a good day. It is a very, very good day. And yeah. It's predominantly a good day because we finally get to talk about it because I finally got to see it. We're going to be talking about Doctor Strange.
And the multiverse of madness.
I'm glad that we both went with the creepy voice.
Absolutely. It was, okay, so your initial thoughts. I'm pretty sure people, fans of the show, know at this point we probably...
Yeah, so spoilers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. First of all, heavy spoilers. We're going to talk about everything.
We don't know how to speak about anything without spoilers.
And to be fair, this movie was spoiled for me long before I saw it. Because the internet did not give a shit about spoilers for this one.
Yeah, like sometimes the internet's nice and sometimes it's not.
There's
this
movies
was one of
where
the
they
times.
Don't talk about things or they do lots of like people are clever with like cryptic sort of like nods. This was like... Oh, look at Reed Richards get spaghettified. And you're like, wow, like, fuck you guys.
Hey, dude, yeah. The moment that I saw that, I was like, fuck you.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoever posted this, fuck you.
Yeah.
I'm like, the movie was only out for like a week also at that point.
Yeah, yeah. It came out right before I left for my
wedding. I was like, if you get paid bi-weekly and this was your off week, you were fucked.
Yeah. They were immediately, I came back and immediate spoilers.
Yeah.
So no one
cared. Well, at least you were on a boat and away from home for a little bit. I had to try to navigate social media as a business that needs social media.
Yeah, so there's no way.
I had to try to navigate around all of the fucking spoilers.
Well, so let's jump into it.
So my initial reaction.
Yeah.
This movie was amazing.
Oh yeah.
It was a fun watch.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It was one of like the few times where I was like, I just really enjoy this.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, this is just, like, I was just happy the whole time, even though this was scary.
Oh, it was, there's some legitimate horror movie terrifying moments.
Yeah, like, I loved the meme where it was, like, the Trojan Horse comic, and it said, like, Marvel, like, opening the door, and it was, like, Sam Raimi. Doctor Strange movie, and then inside it was like Evil Dead 3. Yeah.
Yes. Well, there's a couple of like, so like one of the like, there's two moments that are like really terrifying with Wanda. Yeah. And one is when she crawls out of the mirror dimension.
Yes.
My like full fucking ring girl, terrifying, coming out of like reflections.
Yep.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
And then there's another moment, brief moment. I've seen a meme about it and I didn't get the meme until...
So you actually saw it?
I saw the movie.
Yeah.
And it's, now I'm scared and turned on. And it's when Wanda inhabits her alternate universe itself.
Yes.
And she looks directly into the camera.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, ah, yes, I am terrified and horny.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, the actress is gorgeous.
Oh, of course. Elizabeth Olsen's
She's also hilarious.
And she's really a really good actress.
She's a very funny person.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Every time I see her in an interview, I'm like, you're just funny.
Yeah. And her and, like, Aubrey Plaza, like, have done stuff together, and they play off each other really well.
Oh yeah, yeah,
they're hilarious.
Yeah, also the sexual tension in that friendship, that is insane.
Dynamic is yeah. But so yeah, okay, yeah, I agree.
I'd also say when she we said spoiler, so
yeah.
When she snapped Professor X's neck.
Jesus
also was terrifying.
Yeah.
Just how she came out of that mist.
Yep. And just
grabbed him and just the whole jerky kind of motion. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Technically, though, I want to be clear about something. Technically, though, she didn't kill Black Bolt.
That's true.
He
killed himself.
He couldn't keep his screaming down because he freaked out. If he hadn't freaked out, he's still like a nigh unstoppable mega tank.
Yeah, he's still very, very strong.
With other abilities than just his scream.
Yeah.
And
he whoops people's asses without his scream all the time.
And I think pretty sure the forks on his head, he can do some type of death beam.
I don't remember.
It depends on the iteration of the comic. But the point is, he went like, huh, and blew his brains out.
Well, I mean, because with Black Bolt, that's all it takes.
Yeah, but
all it takes is one.
Okay, I want to be clear. I really enjoyed this movie.
Yes.
It was exactly like you said. It was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it from start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
It is by no means the best Marvel movie.
No, not at all.
It's probably not even top five for me, but...
Yeah, it's I would say it's up there.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely not top five. But it is a very fun movie, and I overall loved it, very much enjoyed it.
Yeah.
That being said, I'm going to tear apart some stuff,
and which is perfectly fine. Yeah. I mean, that's it. Would we be actual fans if we didn't? Actually,
excuse
everything.
Me.
Yeah,
but Black Bolt can survive his own breath attack or his own sound attack. So, and he's not weaker on the inside of his throat. It's not like he has invulnerable skin. He's just invulnerable. So,
yeah,
you know, he wouldn't have died from like that's. But okay, yeah,
yeah, exactly. I mean, there.
Also, Reed Richards was a smug asshole. And people were bitching about him being like the world's smartest man, and then being like Black Bolt can end you with the whisper, and then immediately getting killed.
Yeah.
But Reed Richards has done shit like that throughout his entire career.
Yeah.
Like he's smart. He's not wise. There's a difference.
That is 100% true. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. There was definitely some things in there that like I wasn't a huge fan of.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to share a meme that I saw this morning.
Yeah.
Real quick, because it's funny. It was a picture of Doctor Strange and Wong,
uh-huh.
And it said "Multiverse of Madness," and it said two wizard dads trying to protect their adopted daughter from a wicked from a deranged soccer mom.
Oh my god!
And someone went, "This is the most accurate description of this movie."
Super accurate, super accurate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my god.
What did you think of Wong's incorporation into this movie?
I'm a big fan of Wong, and my fandom of Wong is growing with everything he's in, to the point where now they have got to give this man his own movie.
I don't know. I feel like he's the ultimate like featured person.
He's very this one shows you Wong can be a main character.
Yeah.
And I'd love to see...
Just summoning those swords and shit.
Yeah. I'd love to see a movie that takes place during the snap,
mm-hmm.
where he becomes Sorcerer Supreme.
Yeah.
And is doing all of, you know, going through the things and probably fighting...
Abomination.
Abomination, thank you.
Yeah.
Abomination. And, like, what leads to all of these things and his involvement as a major player. Because pre-snap, Wong was...
He was a good character,
but he wasn't really.
You're just talking about like how they focused on him.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Pre-snap, he was just there to be a funny.
Yeah, he was a
straight man.
Yes,
for Doctor Strange's assholeness.
Oh yeah, for sure. And that's kind of how Wong has been in the comics too. But this Wong has so much more personality than the comics.
Oh yeah. I think it's because of the actor.
Well, the actor's amazing.
The actor has a lot of personality, and I think they're trying to incorporate that more into Wong as a character.
Yes.
And I think that, and they've done that pretty much with everybody. Everyone, like, every time you see someone for the first time, it's more comic accurate.
Yeah.
And then as they work with these people more and more and more, they're like, you know what? This works more into the character.
They're building these characters. They're giving them more depth than you normally get from the pages.
Yeah.
And you're getting amazing actors and actresses who can fill it in better and then make those choices in a way once they really really bond with that character.
Yeah. And Wong has been in how many things now?
Okay, Doctor Strange.
Yes.
Both Infinity War and
Endgame.
Endgame.
Yeah.
He's been in
Shang-Chi. He's been Spider-Man.
No Way Home.
He's in this.
He's in Multiverse of Madness. That's six.
So minimum of six.
Minimum of six that I can.
Yeah.
Off the top of my head.
Yeah.
There may be one I'm missing. He had a brief cameo or something. But
exactly. Yeah.
But yeah.
But he's been in a minimum of six movies. Minimum of six. Already.
Yep. He is now. He is now in the Marvel Universe, Cinematic Universe, the Sorcerer Supreme.
Yep.
It clearly a badass by his own right.
Yeah.
I mean, like, for sure.
Yeah. I liked how they set him up as definitely a different type of sorcerer.
Yes.
To Doctor Strange. Mm-hmm. And I think that was highlighted more in this. Like, normally, he's really just making portals.
Yeah.
And that's, primarily what he was doing. He was making portals, and then he'd make the little sigil shields every so often, and maybe a rope. Here and there.
Yeah.
This game. They really fleshed him out into some cool stuff.
I mean, he was, you know, the weapon master kind of abilities and like all of that stuff with like the throwing.
Fucking scorpion.
Yeah. he was legitimately, he terrifyingly powerful.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I do think that they definitely highlighted that, yes, he is the Sorcerer Supreme. Mm-hmm. And I think he's a better choice for Sorcerer Supreme.
I agree. Yeah.
Because of what the job entails.
He is more Sorcerer Supreme-y than Doctor Strange.
But they definitely did show that there is a difference in power between Strange and Wong.
Oh, yeah.
Because at least in that first fight with, what was that, Shuma-Gorath?
Yeah.
Is that who that was?
So basically,
yeah.
It's like DC's version of Starro.
Yeah. Yeah, when they were fighting with the giant tentacle monster with the cycloptic guy, that fight had some of the most creative Doctor Strange spells where I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And I think it's because of Sam Raimi.
Yeah.
And I think it's just how Sam Raimi's just vision for everything does worked. Stuff,
yeah.
Where he was like, if he's casting spells, I want Doctor Strange to be casting spells.
Yes.
Cool. Not glowy circles and lines.
Yeah.
I want him conjuring shit.
Yeah.
I want him making shit and doing cool things.
Speaking of him making shit and doing cool things, let's talk about how fucking neat and how sideways thinking they had to go for the Strange versus Strange fight. With musical notes.
You jump to there.
Music notes?
It was hands down my favorite scene.
So, I mean, like, it's like, okay, so this is, that's how you tell, like, someone that's really crazy powerful and creative.
Yeah. Because
he pulls notes off the, and then they keep going.
They just keep building.
Yeah, and they're both building this fucking symphony of death.
Yeah.
Oh, it was
just,
so good.
Just seeing, just that slight.
Yeah.
Just sharpening of the notes. I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
This is going to be interesting.
Uh-huh.
But that was hands down my favorite scene because it was the most creative use of magic that has been in the entire series.
In Marvel to date, that was probably the most creative use of magic.
Mm-hmm.
Hands down. Yeah, period.
Bar none. Yeah.
Like just in all of Marvel so far.
How he won that fight, just that little
bling. Like that was so good. And it's just a real, who would have thought of that? Like, that's this musical notes off the page.
Yeah.
Come on.
The score also, I think, is also amazing, what set that up as just a scene that if people aren't talking about this whenever they talk about greatest fight scenes, that there's no way that this could be left out just because of the whole, oh, it was like 10 notes.
Yeah.
And then it was like 15. Mm-hmm. And then it was like a whole bar of music.
Yeah.
Then it was multiple bars of music. Then it was different types of instruments coming in. It was
so good.
Hands down to whoever did the score for this for this movie. Mm-hmm. I didn't look it up, but it was.
It was so, yeah.
It was beautifully shot.
Yeah.
Just the gold of R. Stevens to the purple of Evil Stevens. Mm-hmm. And just in the clash and everything swirling.
That's one
and
of those
the music
things.
Raising in volume. It was shivers.
It was shivers. I liked that they had different colored Steven magics.
Yeah.
Not just this one, but also the first one, the beginning one, Ponytail Steven.
Yeah, fucking Ponytail Steven.
Who then makes a surprise.
Douchebag
Steven. Who then makes a comeback and his magic is then also gold again when it's him in his dead body.
Well, yeah, because it was him dreamwalking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just like, So that begs like an interesting question of how made me think about this. If his magic was gold when he was in the body, not blue or purple or whatever the ponytails was.
Yeah.
Then maybe Wanda's chaos magic was her actual magic, not the Wanda of that universe. So maybe the Illuminati were expecting happy soccer mom Wanda, who basically just fiddles her fingers throws around.
They definitely were. Yeah. Like, when they were just like, no, we can handle the Scarlet Witch.
Yeah.
I was like, don't you fucking put stank on the Scarlet Witch.
They didn't listen to Strange, which is odd. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they were not anticipating a Scarlet Witch that's the Scarlet Witch of the Grimhold and
Darkhold and all that. That's the whole thing. I think what it is there is base level Wanda.
Yes.
Which is what every other universe is. Wait, because she's a Nexus being.
Yeah.
She's in all of them.
Yeah.
Yep. She's in every single to infinity and beyond fucking one.
Yeah.
So every single one of them does not have the Darkhold.
Yeah.
616 has the Darkhold.
Yep.
And that's the only one that does.
Yep.
So her with the Darkhold is on a level.
Yeah, that totally different.
That she was multidimensionally, no one's ready for.
She was already, I think, a more powerful Scarlet Witch than the one from the Illuminati universe.
Yes,
because they had a much more peaceful, regulated universe with like Ultrons and everything going on. Kind of get these vibes of like a utopian style.
Yeah,
so probably a lot less combat experience. Probably a lot less times she had to dig into her magic.
Yeah,
and really experience it. She probably never had the whole Agatha thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she still had her kids in the house. She still has her kids,
so that means it's working.
And did she have them naturally? Did she make them? You don't know, because they never give you any concept of it.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, it's kind of alluded to that her kids are just made from her.
Yes.
And, but the difference is that 616's Wanda had more to lose than any other Wanda.
Yeah.
And because of that, she broke.
Yeah.
And took over a whole goddamn town.
Yeah.
And created her kids. Mm-hmm. Where every other Wanda could have just created her kids.
Yeah. Exactly. Like
without the whole town and everything surrounding it.
Yeah. Murder a town or whatever to capture a town.
Yeah.
So, you know, this one was definitely a darker, more sinister Wanda.
Yeah, which I'm kind of sad because 616 Wanda is gone.
Oh, yeah, she dead.
Like, this is the universe everything takes place in. That means that this is the end of Wanda.
Mm-hmm. And I love that they flat out called it 616, so MCU is...
Yep.
Which is interesting, though, because theoretically, the comics and 616 and the cinematic 616...
Are different. Yeah.
But they're still the same universe.
So normally, and like, we could have said that the comics were 616.
Yeah.
And our universe was something different to account for it.
That's what I'm saying is, like, they could have gone in the... I know what they're doing, and I like that it is 616.
Yeah. It's definitely for the fans.
Yeah.
If you're just a mild fan of Marvel...
You have no idea.
You don't care.
And they might backtrack on that or something, you know, because the Illuminati can be wrong. They're fucking assholes.
Yeah.
and have been wrong plenty of times. And these were the worst case Illuminati. I mean, Illuminati in 616 universe.
Yeah.
In the comic 616, not the movie 616.
Yeah, exactly. Because
the Illuminati in that universe would have killed Wanda without her even knowing they knew about her.
Exactly.
They are savage. They are the most... Like, this once again, happy-go-lucky utopia universe where they're just like, oh, he could kill you if he wants to, behave, and what the fuck Mr. Rogers shit is this?
Yeah, it's like, we're going to give you a choice and hold a trial.
Yeah.
Like, no, the Illuminati discusses things normally in space. They go to space so that they're far away so that no one can hear them. Dr. Doom's tower.
And once again, there's people in the Illuminati that they didn't... I'm surprised they brought in some of them, and this is a different one, obviously, because they had... You know, Captain Carter and you know, Captain Marvel or whatever.
Captain Marvel was Monica Rambeau.
Monica Rambeau. And so you have the different, the like, what if scenario universe of them, which is different. But I mean, 616 Illuminati are like, you know, Black Bolt, Professor X, Reed Richards, Tony Stark, Doctor Doom, Namor,
People that have a very
interesting
relationship with morality.
Yes. And you know, anyone that knows real comic characters knows, like, Professor X, that's an evil motherfucker.
Yeah.
We're used to Patrick Stewart, who's like a loving grandpa.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's like you almost can't hate Patrick Stewart. Yeah. But
Professor X in the comics is like, he's like a ends justify the means because I said so.
Kinda. And I think it's because we grew up on the 90s X-Men.
Well, yeah.
I mean, where you're kind of like, he's our dad.
Yeah. Like it's toned down. And I love that they had him, and I love that they had that yellow chair.
Yeah.
Even though his torso looked half the size it should be in that chair.
Yeah.
Yeah. you know, just not good. But there was a lot of stuff that was really cool, little nods. But once again, like, Reed Richards is a full-blown supervillain. Reed Richards has the whole Council of Reeds.
We've had this conversation multiple times.
He's a villain. This happy-go-lucky, we're going to talk it out, Reed Richards. That is not the Reed Richards that we have dealt with.
Yeah.
The first thing 616 Illuminati Reed Richards would do is slap power inhibitors on Wanda.
Yeah.
And then be like, maybe we'll let you live when you walk out of here.
He would have been hiding on the roof, flattened out, and just...
Yeah. There's no, like... There is no... Like, the raft in 616?
Yeah.
The super prison?
Yeah.
Was designed and built by Reed Richards.
Yeah. Same thing with the what's the freaking other one? The zone.
Oh, the negative zone. Or, yeah. Yeah,
because it was him and Hank Pym.
Yeah,
were the ones that designed it.
Yes.
Yeah.
The one that, I can't think of the name of it now, but
quantum zone.
It's not quantum, but it's
along
those lines, negative verse or something like that. I can't remember, but it doesn't matter.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So these people are not the kind of people that fuck around.
Yes. Now, they're not reactive.
No.
Which is what this movie made them seem like.
Yeah.
They are definitely proactive in a usually not nice way.
Yes.
Like shooting Hulk off planet.
Yeah, shooting Hulk.
Knocking him out and shooting him off planet.
There's lots and lots of things they've done that are questionable. Some of them have come to bite them in the ass. Most of them have not.
Yeah.
They get away with a lot of shit, and they're some of the most powerful people on the planet, so who's going to stop them?
Exactly.
And it's not a...
It's kind of the... Honestly, it's kind of what... and it's funny. It's kind of what Tony in the Marvel Cinematic Universe was, like, afraid of.
Yeah, exactly.
He was afraid of being like, well, we're so powerful, you can't stop us.
Yeah.
And he, you know, in the Cinematic Universe, he was like, that's not right.
Yeah.
In the comic universe, he was like, you're goddamn right.
Especially, like, he's morally ambiguous to the point that at one point a spell or whatever it was flipped everyone's morals to basically just the polar opposite.
Yeah.
But he's so morally ambiguous that no one noticed with him because he only flipped to a slightly eviler, morally ambiguous.
Yeah. He chose the eviler more frequently than he chose the good.
Exactly. And like, they went unnoticed for so long. And it's just like, that's because Tony in the comics is a villain too. Like,
yeah. I mean, and that's... It's something that these movies don't necessarily capture quite as well.
Yeah.
Because in these movies, they are heroes. And
that's why I unequivocally liked heroes. The idea that this was a different universe. I mean, they show the comics, they cut cartoon, they went through the Hydra universe, they did all these things.
Which, honestly, that was gorgeous.
Oh, that whole sequence so
of
cool.
just zipping through star portals.
Oh my God.
Looked awesome. So cool.
Yeah. But so it's just one of those like, There's so many options they could have done, and they've just made the cinematic universe a different universe.
Yeah.
And you could even reference 616 or throw it in, or maybe they end up in 616. You don't know.
Yeah.
But like, to be like, this is 616 now.
It would have been interesting, and I think this is how I would have done it.
Mm-hmm.
If when they did a scan, like when they're showing like their scans or something like that, you have it that the camera goes on the screen.
Yeah.
And is looking at it, and it says like Universe of Origin 6-1, and that's where it cuts off.
Oh, yes.
Like, it's left just it out of camera.
Yeah.
So it'd be like, it could be 6-1-5.
It could be 6-1. And it probably, like, that's why I would do it. Like, this would be close enough to Marvel 616 that's like, it's right there. It's kissing prime universe. You know what I mean? Because everything that happens in these movies happened in 616 first, comically.
Yeah.
For the most part. And I mean, it's like differences.
Most of the time, a little bit different, which is how the multiverse works.
Exactly. It's got different. You have a Tony Stark that's a legitimate good guy. You have a Professor X that's a good guy.
Yeah.
You don't need to have it like you. This could, 615 could be the, oh, well, the heroes are actually good universe. And all of a sudden, everything makes fucking sense.
Yeah.
Because 616, most of them aren't.
Exactly. Yeah. You don't have the that confliction of you know, oh, do I do the right thing or do I do the thing that I actually want?
Yeah.
I mean, there's always like a brief period of time in all of these. Like, you know, there was a legitimate 1 second where he thought about taking America's power.
Oh, yeah.
1 second. And I'm like, I'm like, 616 Doctor Strange, honestly.
Oh, what? 616 Doctor Strange channeled Dormammu into himself to fight Savage World Hulk.
Yeah.
This is a man that will do anything to everything justifies the means.
Yes.
He's done some of the most atrocious shit in the comics.
Yeah.
And he didn't take, like, he would, that one would have definitely taken America's powers.
He would have looked her in the eye and been like, I will never take your powers.
And then take it. Oh, exactly. Exactly. So, like, you get, like, this could be a different, now maybe that's the rebranding. The comics reboot all the time anyway.
Once again, I think just calling it 616 was just for us nerds.
Yeah, probably.
It was just so there was a reaction like what was in my theater. My theater was almost completely empty.
Yeah.
And there was me and like one other guy that definitely seemed to be the big comic book fans.
Yeah.
Because we both had like an audible reaction.
Yeah.
Whenever there was like comic book reference stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as they went 616, me and this other guy who was like four rows behind me, you can hear us both at the same time go, ha.
Yeah. You just know. Yeah, and it was excellent.
It was a nice little feeling, but it's like it wasn't necessary. Mm-hmm. It didn't add anything to the plot.
Yeah, and that's also once again to, you know, is Utopia Universe right? They could always retcon it if they decided.
Yeah,
because is what's her face, Christine Palmer,
honestly, I loved her in this movie.
Oh, she was great.
She was great.
But is she really that good at multiversal physics to be like, oh, like, she just named them. Why? Because she decided these names. That doesn't mean that, like,
do you know who really named it? Probably
who?
Reed Richards.
Oh, for sure. And by the way, that the portal tech he used, which I think is a good nod, that because Kang the Conqueror in the comics is a descendant of Reed, so the tech for the TVA is probably all Reed tech.
Yeah.
And so, or like later down the line.
Yeah, exactly. Recap. Yeah, far down.
And so, like, him using some earlier variant of it in this movie is like a really cool, like, hey, here's.
It's like you're gonna realize some shit going forward.
Yep.
Yeah. No, I did like that. I do want to take a second though to talk about America Chavez.
Oh, she was so good.
The actress did incredible.
Yes.
As her. I liked how they did her powers.
Mm-hmm.
I liked.
It was very neat. I like the star motif.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I liked the idea of the first time you use your power being so traumatic.
Yeah,
that it basically makes you just go,
oh, what's that?
I don't know how to use my power
anymore.
You like
the Edgelord power use story?
Yes, I do.
And you like the sad boy sent their parents away by accident to die story? Oh, I had no idea.
Hey, man.
You would like something so dark and edgy.
I have a lane and I drive it.
Apparently. No, but it was really good.
I also like that it was inclusive without shoving it down everybody's throat, even though the people in my theater, for some reason, apparently have an issue with that.
I've seen some people bitching and I'm like, get the fuck out. There's other people.
Yeah.
I know this is a hard concept, and you're used to being represented in everything by every character.
Well, the people in my theater were Spanish, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Which I was just like, It tracks.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of the times, Spanish families aren't the most accepting of anything that's not heteronormative.
Yeah.
That's just how Spanish families normally are. And you can definitely hear, I was able to hear that it was the parents that had the issue with it.
I gotcha.
The kids were just like, yeah, whatever. And like the parents were like, oh, come on. And I was like, really? Oh, come on. Oh,
come on. People, fuck them.
Yeah, but I mean, I like how it was inclusive without being like, this is the perfect world because this is how it should be.
It's yeah,
like,
exactly.
No, it's just, these are just two moms. It's two moms that have a daughter, and who cares? Like, yeah, we don't have a concept of their world.
Yeah. You don't need a concept of their world.
Yeah, it was just these are two caring parents, and they raised a daughter, and she accidentally, because of a bee,
might have
murdered them.
Yeah, probably did.
Yeah.
Almost certainly.
Yeah. But no, I really liked everything that they did with America Chavez, especially because, like, unless you really read the comics, America Chavez is not, like, who you would think, hey, let's bring America Chavez into this.
Yeah.
Everyone will love her because she's got such amazing powers, like stars.
Stars. Yeah, but it worked really well.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that the book that solves all the problems. It's a literal, what's the word for that? The literary term.
MacGuffin.
MacGuffin. Thank
it's
you.
A literal MacGuffin.
It's a literal MacGuffin, and it just gets torched.
Yeah, immediately.
Immediately. Here's the book. Gone now. Fuck you. Not a chance. Figure it out on your own.
Yeah. Yeah.
That made me happy because it was like
a nod to, hey, you remember how there was MacGuffins in the previous phases?
Yeah.
Not this time.
Yeah. Well, that's it. I hate MacGuffins. I hate MacGuffins most of the time. So when
it's funny because I know how Scottish you are, so it sounds like you're just cursing a family that owns land across town from you.
I hate these MacGuffins so much.
I hate these and fucking MacGuffins. Shitty mead
and they're awful bagpiping. They don't know what they're doing.
Sheep, get off my land, MacGuffins. My land.
Yeah. So I just hate them as a literary device or as a plot device anything. And so the fact that as soon as they showed a MacGuffin, the light hold, I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, here we go. Quest for the MacGuffin. Bullshit. Like, immediate. That was the only thing I didn't like. And then they torch it. And I was like, oh.
Good.
Yes. Well, Figure it out, Doctor Strange.
The fact that these fucking ancient grimoires of untold power are easily destroyed.
No, very easily.
Both of them. Both of them super easily destroyed.
Oh, wait.
It's like, why were you defending this for all these years? You could have just broke it. Like, it's really easy.
Yeah, right. Technically, the Darkhold was harder to destroy because the book was only a copy and the castle is harder to destroy a castle than you think. You're not, you're Scarlet Witch, sure, but
dynamite.
Okay, yeah, dynamite. Yeah, no, you're right. Dynamite, maybe. Except it had those giant four fucking guardian things that probably would have murdered anyone.
I bet you if push came to shove, if Tony was still around, he could have single-handedly destroyed the Darkhold.
Oh, okay, look. You can't use Tony as the example.
He would have flown over there.
If push comes to shove, Tony Stark literally made a goddamn time machine and altered the fabric of reality.
I'm just saying.
And he's a goddamn human.
He's got with no magic, powers. Got no magic.
He's just smart as shit.
Could have destroyed the Darkhold every single universe.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
by himself.
Yeah. And then the Lighthole, maybe
the Book of Ashanti.
Yeah, the Book of Ashanti. Maybe
I'm waiting for the spinoff where you get the sub chapter of Ja Rule.
Oh my god. Well, maybe that one's not even gone. If the other one was a copy, maybe that one was a copy. Maybe there's the House on the Rocks or something in one of the pocket dimensions where this was scribed off of.
Could.
That's what I thought when I saw it when they showed Bleecker Street, the New York house, but in the falling apart universe.
Yeah. The Sanctum.
The Sanctum, thank you. Sanctum in the falling apart universe. I really thought it was House on the Rock for a little bit, which is, I think actually I might be mixing up DC and Marvel. It's
difficult to keep track.
Yeah. But there's a Marvel version of basically the House on the Rock where it's, you know, and correct me if I'm wrong. If you know what I'm talking about, get at me in the comments.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me what the house is called.
Yeah, we're perfectly fine being wrong.
I know there's
one. We can't remember everything all the time. We have zero notes when we shoot this show. Oh, for sure. It's just
off of our stupid comic knowledge we've spent decades building.
Exactly.
And decades forgetting.
Yeah.
So There's this one with Constantine, and I think that's the house. I mean, I think that one's called The House on the Rocks or whatever.
Yeah.
But then there is a Marvel version that's basically a house in some type of limbo.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was it at first. It's not, but if you think about it, it's like a version of it.
Because normally everything is about balance.
Yeah.
The whole reason why there is a Book of Ashanti is because there is a Darkhold.
Yeah.
Because there needs to be that balance. Because if you have an unlimitedly powerful dark object, you need an unlimitedly powerful light object.
Yep.
It's just Star Wars rules.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm just going to start quoting fucking Freddie Prinze Jr. Two and two.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what's going to happen.
It's very possible there's some type of house or building, but it might be gone now too because they destroyed the Book of Ashanti.
I mean, they did the Book of Ashanti seemed to definitely be different from the Darkhold because the Darkhold seems like a Nexus book.
Yeah.
It's in every single universe. It appears to be in every single universe. And the Book of Ashanti was literally hidden in the space in between universes.
All right, let's talk about that for a second because the Darker Strange from Utopia Universe is just what I'm going to call it.
Okay. Dead Strange.
Dead Strange.
Zombie Strange.
Not Zombie Strange.
Dead Strange.
Dead Strange.
This one was completely dead. 100% dead.
He died. Definitely dead. He went to the Illuminati because he wiped out a universe.
Blue Cloak Strange.
Yeah, Blue Cloak Strange. You're right. There you go. Blue Cloak Strange went to the Illuminati because he accidentally caused an incursion, wiping out two universes. And
just one. His one.
No, it was two. It was because that's where the incursion was. They blended together.
I thought it said that he can destroy one or two. I thought that he made his universe incur on Evil Strange's universe.
No, it's a different universe. I think the universe, maybe I'm missing point, but I think the universe he wiped out was like a totally different universe, and that's why I went to the Illuminati like, I fucked up.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely fucked up.
So he messed up, and then, but the whole time, he had a pocket portal he built that goes to the book that could have solved the universe he wiped out.
And this is where MacGuffins have an issue.
Yeah.
It's like, because if you have the thing that solves all problems, why is there even a problem in the first place?
And once again, this book is not just, it has untold power. It's repeatedly quoted as
it literally is the definition of a MacGuffin.
Yeah, it has whatever you need to solve a problem. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He could have used that fucking book to fix the universe he wiped out.
Yeah.
And then been good, fine. Blue cloaking around with the Illuminati.
Just flying around.
But no. But and it's not even like he had to find it. It's not like it was out of his reach.
They had it.
He built a portal. He built the portal that only he could access to the Book of Ultimate Power.
Not only that, they had it.
Yeah. Because
they had to have it on them.
Mm-hmm.
To beat Thanos.
Yeah.
So they should have just been like, wow, we're here.
Yeah.
Let me just flip a couple pages. Yeah. Hey, that's exactly what we need.
It goes back in time and fixes a universe I destroyed. Perfect spell. It only costs a nickel. Like, it's just, it doesn't make sense that they had to do it.
Yeah. And this is your primary issue with MacGuffins, and I know that it is.
Yeah.
And it's like I know the reason why MacGuffins are used so frequently.
Yeah.
Is because it's
lazy writing.
It's not even necessarily lazy writing, because I can't sit there and call, you know, Lord of the Rings lazy writing. That man spent 500 pages talking about walking.
Lord of the Rings wasn't lazy writing. It's just that, and look, I love Lord of the Rings, so I'm probably gonna get some shit for this. But Lord of the Rings was because he made a language and wanted to make a story that went with it.
Mm-hmm.
He filled it in after the fact. He made it work with a language he made.
Yeah.
He wasn't really, you know, planning it out as ahead of time in this way.
Yeah, yeah.
As far as we can tell.
MacGuffins are... They are the ultimate thing to strive towards.
And MacGuffins, by the way, I don't know if the Lord of the Rings counts. I know
One Ring is a MacGuffin.
The One Ring is a MacGuffin for Sauron.
Yeah, true.
It's not a MacGuffin for the protagonists. It's just their obstacle.
It is technically a hindrance.
Yeah,
to it's every a hindrance. Single.
It's not exactly a MacGuffin. Like, yes, it's a MacGuffin for Sauron.
At the same time, the destruction of it does solve all problems.
I mean, Yes.
The use of it or destruction of it solves all of your problems.
You're correct in that instance.
Because technically what should have happened was they should have thrown the ring into the fires of Mount Doom.
Yep.
And there should have been two more books dealing with Fallout.
Yeah. No, you're right. But I'm willing to give Lord of the Rings the benefit of the doubt because even though the ring is a MacGuffin in some respects, it is a far more complex MacGuffin than most people write.
Yeah.
It's a MacGuffin, like you said, that is a hindrance to the actual main protagonists.
Yeah.
It's only really truly a MacGuffin for the antagonist and like...
Yeah.
And its removal. And its removal just kind of fucks him. Like it's...
Yeah.
It's different than your standard MacGuffin.
Which, I mean, technically... You can say that the Book of Ashanti was also a hindrance.
Oh, it was.
Because it is what the ring was constantly like a big neon sign saying, look here.
Yeah.
And the Book of Ashanti was a big bright light to all the mosquito Doctor Strange saying, come here, making it very easy for them to be picked off.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's, you can kind of make that claim. But no, it definitely, you know, I like the fact that they destroyed it. But you're 100% right. It's kind of dumb to have something that solves all your problems.
Yeah.
And then for some reason just choose not to use it.
You have it. It's sealed away. It's in a vault that he must have put there. Mm-hmm. So there's some stuff timeline-wise that don't make sense because then they use it. Now, maybe he used it to figure out how to defeat Thanos and then...
And like just took the thing with him.
Took the page or whatever. Yeah. You know, wrote it down and left the book in the safe. Because they kill him on... Morag or whatever, not Morag, but the plant, Thanos' plant, Titan.
Titan.
They kill him on Titan, so conceivably he just used it to defeat Thanos.
Yeah.
But the book ends up in this vault only he can open.
Yeah.
So either he just copied it down and took whatever spell he needed.
Yeah, like it was either a spell he needed to do, or there was legitimately an object.
To the right page, and it's like, here's an adamantine bullet, and it's like,
yeah.
Oh, and it's propelled by pure Uru magic.
Yeah.
This will blow a hole right through his heart, no problem. And like, that was that's just in the book.
Yeah.
It's possible. It's a super magical novel. Super magical novel. A super magical book.
Yeah.
Or... They took it back, or there's a big plot hole timeline.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no like in between. Like there's something he could either transcript or take from it, or just memorize. You know, or because of his eidetic memory.
Yeah, exactly. He does. Yeah,
at least we think so. Something. Ours does. I don't know if that
it makes it seem like the reason why he's so powerful is because he has a drive for knowledge, the ability to retain knowledge, and he's just inherently good at picking up new skills.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
The combination of those three things is what makes Doctor Strange so fucking dangerous.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, it's interesting, but I'm glad they killed the MacGuffin. I'm glad they took it out, and they had to come up with a whole other solution. And
even though technically the MacGuffin showed,
it did.
It showed the star.
That's true.
It basically said, I'm a dying MacGuffin. Your new MacGuffin is America Chavez.
Yeah, well, that's true. She was the living MacGuffin. But
yeah,
I like that he went full what we expect from 616 Doctor Strange.
Mm-hmm.
He embraced the Darkhold. He dreamwalked into his own fucking dead body.
Which that was so Sam Raimi.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, was this even written by somebody else?
Yeah. Yeah. So it was really good. And that
I was like, this is the Army of Darkness right now.
Him harnessing the fucking shade, trying to capture him.
That was so cool. So cool.
Once again, Doctor Strange, different level than Wong.
Yes.
Like, Wong, I think a better Sorcerer Supreme. Doctor Strange, a better Sorcerer. Yeah, yes.
Even though, once again, I saw this on TikTok and I agree. Doctor Strange is a wizard.
He is a wizard. You're right. That's true. So yeah,
Wanda's a sorcerer.
Yeah, that's, you know, Wanda's a witch because she uses runes, but she doesn't because she's got chaos magic. But they all knew it was a witch because of the runes that were on these things. So
it's like only Agatha Harkness really used runes.
Yeah, Wanda never had formal training. That's the whole point of WandaVision.
Yeah,
but you know she did use the dark
sorcerer.
She did use the book for a while, and so she probably was using runes off the book to send the demons. But
Here's another. Another thing that's never really explained.
Mm-hmm.
Where the fuck was she? That whole dead area where everything was dead. Where was that?
I don't know.
No one noticed acres upon acres upon acres of land.
There is an interesting interesting nod there, because Strange has always seemed to have the ability to tell what is and is not magic.
Mm-hmm.
And he sniffed the branch and said, it smells real. And she was like, it is real. And he seems to believe her.
Yeah.
Which means that she, her reality altering powers
have gotten to,
I don't think,
a scary point.
So here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking it was an orchard. And when the jig was up,
mm-hmm.
she just nuked it with her magic rather than it being nuked the whole time.
I just want, because like at the end of WandaVision,
mm-hmm.
when she's all Darkhold floating.
Yeah.
Technically dreamwalking. Like it looks like she's dreamwalking at that time. While she's doing that, it looked like you went through a hex.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if she did just hex a humongous area.
Yeah.
To hide
it's possible.
Herself.
It's very possible.
But yeah, wherever this is.
Yeah.
Is just nuked.
It's nuked now. It's all, it's completely. And then the sun was red. Like it's an entire thing.
Yeah. Like wherever she was conducting her business is uninhabitable now. And no one seems to care about that.
I don't want to. Who can stop her?
It is very, very true.
Yeah.
I mean, it is interesting to see. And I like how phase four of this has basically just been like, your worst enemy is yourself.
Yeah.
Because Wanda was not the enemy that we were all expecting.
No.
And she was more terrifying than most. Oh,
for sure. Absolutely for sure.
Yeah.
So it was really good.
Yeah.
Well, okay. What's your score overall?
Okay. My score overall, because there's some things taking it down. We didn't even mention this, but like the fight scenes in this kind of irritated me.
Yeah, there's a couple of them.
Non-magical fight scenes, like fist fight scenes, felt so slow and cut up like crazy that it completely took me out of it.
I got you. I agree with that.
So taking into account all these things, I'm going to give it, I'm probably going to fall at a 7.
Okay.
I'm even 7.
Leaning right around there. I was thinking 6.5, 7 is very good. I highly recommend it as an enjoyable watch.
Yeah.
But it's not by any means stretch. Cinematically, it's not an amazing movie.
Yeah.
Other than like the visuals. Mm-hmm. And story-wise, it's top 10 Marvel, but it's not top 5. It's good.
Yeah.
But it's not amazing. But I really, really like it. I highly recommend it.
I will say, if you are a fan of horror.
Yeah.
This will rank higher than any other
for sure.
other Marvel movie.
Yeah.
Like I tried to get Kyle to come see it with me because I was like, you'll probably like this one.
Yeah.
Because I've heard it's very much a Sam Raimi movie.
Yeah, like, and it is.
How
it
everything is done. So I would say that, our scores, I'm not a big horror fan. I know you're with me in the same thing. Like you'll watch them, but you're not a huge fan of them.
I'm not a huge fan of them, no.
So as two people that aren't huge horror fans,
this
was a good movie.
Yes. Absolutely.
If you are a fan of horror film, especially Sam Raimi, this is probably going to be closer to like an 8, 8.5.
This could be the starting of like a legit horror genre in Marvel.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah. So I'd say that our scores. We want to put a caveat. Yeah. If you're a horror fan,
if you're a horror fan, it may be better. Yeah,
yeah.
All right, cool. Hey. Thank you all for listening. Be sure to check us out wherever you get your podcasts. You can check us out on our website, rumrunnerspodcastnetwork.com, where you can listen to this, Dark Rum, Rum Runners, Senpai Kohai. You have to watch this podcast.
Chungus
Cast. The Mystery Podcast.
Fit Talk with Nick.
Fit Talk with Nick.
Our Mystery Podcast is... Infinite Universe Podcast. And then, of course, our partners over at Lehigh Valley Food. If you're in the area, want to know where to eat, check out Lehigh Valley Food.
Check out our digital magazine.
Yep, the digital magazine is the Indie Podcast Magazine.
Yep.
Where, basically we cover everything that you're going to need. It's a magazine made by indie podcasters for indie podcasters. If you want to be in it, we have very affordable marketing. If your fans are loud enough...
Mm-hmm.
We can highlight you in that.
Yeah.
If you're interested in any of that, let us know on the contact form on the website. Same thing with joining the network. Contact form at the bottom of the website.
Yep.
But until the next one, everybody, we love you.
Let your nerd flag fly.
And embrace your fandom. I thought you were going to cut me off, but you didn't.
Nope. I was just letting you do it. All right. Peace.